Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, press release. Barbarism is France, and its history is bleak and black, O Macron. Translated. The impotence of French President Macron has reached its peak with its barbaric statements that he made in the Moroccan parliament on Tuesday, the 29th of October, 2024, describing the Mujahideen in Palestine who are defending their land and rights as quote-unquote barbaric and claiming that the criminal aggressive Jewish entity has the right to defend itself. As for the King of Morocco, he did not move a finger towards his guest's insolent statements. If he had an ounce of Arab manhood and Muslim zeal, he would have at least detained him until he withdraws his barbaric statements and apologizes for them. On top of this vileness, he directed the security forces to attack the honorable demonstrators who protested against the statements of the insolent guest. As for the members of the Moroccan parliament, although many of them later protested and denounced Macron's statements, it would have been better for them to respond to him directly upon hearing his statements and prevent him from continuing his filth or leave the hall and leave him barking alone. We commend the positions of the honorable people of Morocco, who did not remain silent about the insolent statements and expressed their rejection of them through various means. Many of them even went out to demonstrate to express their dissatisfaction with them and their passing without a response from the complicit Moroccan regime. As for Macron, we must pause to remind him of his country's black barbaric history and draw attention to the world's public opinion to some of France's barbaric crimes throughout history so that everyone can see who is the barbarian. 1. France played a major role in the Crusades that it launched against Muslim countries in the Middle Ages, committing the most heinous crimes against Muslims and against humanity. So who is the barbarian? 2. During the French occupation of Egypt, 1798 to 1801 CE, it committed the most heinous crimes against the people of Egypt, destroying the city of Alexandria over the heads of its people. In the second revolution of the people of Egypt against it, Kleber destroyed the neighborhoods of Cairo with cannons, killed large numbers of revolutionaries, prevented food from the city's residents, and ordered the slaughter of prisoners and throwing their bodies into the Nile River at night, in addition to raping women. The total number of Egyptians killed by France exceeded 50,000. So who is the barbarian? 3. As for France's crimes against the people of Algeria during its occupation from 1830 to 1962, volumes of books would not be enough to mention them, including their burning of the city of Le Rouet in 1852, burning more than two-thirds of its 4,500 inhabitants in one night. After the end of World War II, when the people of Algeria revolted against it, it killed more than 45,000 people and bombed 44 villages. In 1955, the French gathered 1,500 Algerians in a city stadium, then killed them and buried them in trenches in Massy. In 1957, they dissolved the bodies of residents' symbols in boiling oil while they were alive, in addition to demolishing mosques, burning Qurans, and killing worshippers. So who is the barbarian? 4. In 1899 CE, in one of the cities of Mali, the French commander gathered all of the mothers and infants and ordered them to be killed by stabbing them with spears. Then the French army looted the money, livestock, and horses. So who is the barbarian? 5. Muslims in general, and the people of Morocco in particular, do not forget the crime committed by France in 1907 in Casablanca when it completely destroyed it in response to the revolution against it, in what is known as the Casablanca Massacre. So who is the barbarian? 6. The French forces committed a heinous crime in Chad in November 1917 when they invited scholars and intellectuals to meet with them in order to reach a common formula for understanding and managing the country's affairs. The scholars and sheikhs of the country responded to this invitation, but the French forces betrayed them in the worst way. It attacked them with machetes. Nearly 400 of the best scholars of Chad were massacred. So who is the barbarian? 7. As for the crimes in Syria during its occupation from 1920 to 1946, they were many. It bombed neighborhoods and homes over the heads of their owners, beheaded and executed revolutionaries, raped women, and displaced residents from villages and cities. So who was the barbarian? 8. In 1947, French forces committed a massacre against innocent people in Madagascar. So who is the barbarian? 9. Let us not forget its crimes in Burundi, Bosnia, and Herzegovina, and its transformation from Guyana in South America into an exile for opponents and a torture camp and other heinous crimes that are almost countless. So who is the barbarian? 10. France is the only country in the world whose capital includes what is called the Museum of Man, which contains 18,000 skulls of Muslim revolutionaries whose heads were chopped off and their skulls were kept in that museum. So who is the barbarian? This is your true ugly face and your dark, bleak history, O Macron. You who built your civilization on the corpses of the innocent and the skulls of the elderly children and women, and who plundered the wealth of the people in the past. You still live on what you plunder from their wealth. And then you come to the lands of Islam to accuse the owners of the land who are defending their land of barbarism. By Allah, this is one of the greatest sins. The worst thing is that you did not find a single ruler of the Muslim countries who would address you as, quote-unquote, the dog of the Romans, as Harun al-Rashid did with Nicephorus, the king of France, who could not respond even with a single word to that speech, but rather submitted and obeyed and paid the jizya to the Islamic State. We will give you good news that the caliph, the man who will address you in such a speech, is coming. And then France will pay the price for its crimes against Muslims and against humanity and mankind. And you will return humiliated to pay the jizya to the khilafah, caliphate state, Allah willing. Perhaps the next caliph will place your skull with Netanyahu's skull in the place of the skulls of Muslims in your museum. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.